previously on Three of Hearts. Agents Vellum and Felspar spent some time decompressing in Josepha's lab at the Cindershore Constabulary. Spar called Suits HQ and learned that the emerald component of the time-stopping Eye of Kronosava had been checked out by someone disguised as Spar. The call was interrupted by a transmission from the extremist group Chrysalis threatening the people of Cindershore, and Spar spurred the local authorities into action. Meanwhile, the Queer Creeper's investigation into Sir Timby revealed that the criminal was involved with Chrysalis, but recently cut ties. The Creeper followed a lead to the Bee by the Sea Motel, where Timby and Chrysalis got into an explosive battle. In the aftermath, Spar arrived on scene and discovered that Sir Timby is none other than the disgraced Suits agent, Timbleton Brown. So, we are all in. Well, I'm not here. I'm the GM. Okay. When we last left off...
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
Your fingerprints are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get arrested for so many crimes.
When we last left off, Spar, Vellum, and the Queer Creeper, now in their costume, were in the Bee by the Sea, where a bomb just went off. You're specifically in the room where the bomb went off. There's now a big hole in the wall. A very wounded Brick, who is a member of Chrysalis, is right next to you guys, having just fought Sir Timby, who Spar just identified as Timbleton Brown, former Suits agent. Specifically, you are all having a stare down with Sir Timby, who, by the way, wears knight armor. He lifted the visor up for a second to, like, get a better look at you guys and then close the visor again. You guys are having a stare down with this knight who is sort of across the street in an alleyway. And that is the scene as it stands.
Is there any way for me to safely get through the new hole in the wall to get down to street level?
Yeah, you're on the second floor, but, I mean, safely is relative for Agent Spar. I think that Spar could do it.
Yeah, I'm feeling like if he like drops himself like through and like dangles his legs,
mm-hmm.
then it would just be like a roughly 5 foot drop or something like that
for
his
sure.
little feetsies. Mm-hmm. Then he's dropping and he's fucking running after Timby.
Okay. Oh, queer creeper is gonna be right behind.
Okay. Can everyone flip me a fairly low stakes agility or brawn in athletics to see how gracefully you leave this building?
Yes.
Yes.
Brawn and agility are the same for me now.
Wow.
So I'll do agility is 3 and athletics is 2. That's 5. And 1 for healthy is 6.
Okay.
3 successes.
Okay. Anyone else flip?
All right. I have 4 agility, 4 athletics, and 1 for healthy, and I have 1, 2... I also have 3 successes.
Wow. Is Vellum trying to leave the building?
So, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Have we managed to already get people out of the building that we're in, that the bomb went off in?
So Jakob was helping with that. And I'm just going to say, like, I think Ichbala would be too. So okay. That is not necessarily guys' concern. You have other people who are helping with that.
But you do have a Brick who you could possibly interrogate.
Yes, that was my next thought. Since Jakob and Ishbala seem to be handling and maybe directing getting people out of the building, Vellum is going to go over to Brick and attempt to pull him out of the building as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can just do that, I think. I don't think Brick's going to put up much of a fight. He looks pretty wounded. We're going to get to that in a second. We'll start with the two runners, and then we'll get to you.
Okay.
All right, so with 3 successes, you guys not only get out of the building agilely, but, like, don't even, like, stop when you hit the ground. You just carry yourself forward. So you guys are heading right for this alley, and Sir Timby immediately panics and starts running away from you.
Stop, miscreant!
But interestingly, or maybe unfortunately, like, a crowd of people has, like, formed outside the building to, like, figure, like, what is going on? A bomb just went off, right? And have now formed in between you and Timby, making it like you're going to have to weave through people to get to him.
Oh, no, no, no. I will be running up the nearest wall. Thank you.
Excellent.
When Spar thought that the police station was the building in question, they cleared everybody like out of the area. And the Bee by the Sea is just across the street. Mm. So would there be that many civilians?
Hmm.
Given that the cops are already like, everybody fuck off out of here.
So then I guess to put my hand forward a little bit. There shouldn't be, but there is. I, you know, I won't say what that means exactly, but that is the case. So, Spar, what is your method of traversing the crowd of people?
I think this is like a pretty regular part of his job, mm-hmm, is running after people through crowds. Mm-hmm. And so he's not really that bulky of a guy. So it's, mm-hmm, it's basically just dodging and weaving. And the armor does make it a little easier, I think, to track.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, let me roll athletics really quick for Timby. Or Flip, or whatever this game is.
Come on, Timby, Joker.
Three Jokers, no successes.
Well, no Jokers, but also no successes. Which feels right for, again, the armor situation, running away from two very agile people. So, on the other end of this alley, which is opening up into the sort of... So, I imagine there's, like, motel, and then there's, like, street alley. The people were on the street that you had to weave through. And so, mm-hmm, by the time you make it into the alley, Sir Timby's on the other end, but you still can easily spot him. And, well, there's not, like, a bunch of people, but there's just, like, regular street traffic on the other side of this alley. And he bumps into someone.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, gets, like, frustrated and, like, shoves him back into the alley. They're like, get off me, weird night person, and starts running away. So you guys are able to easily catch up to Sir Timby, a.k.a. Templeton. I think he kind of sees you two coming and realizes that he's beat, given that you flipped zero successes and you guys got three. That's just math in terms of a chase. Yeah, he turns and raises his hand and just says, okay, let's talk. I think we should have a chat.
Emerald first.
What emerald?
I was fucking there.
Yeah, you were there when you took the emerald. So I don't know what you're talking about.
He holds out his hand impatiently. Other hand is on the butt of his gun.
Oof.
Intimidation?
Timby shakes his wrist and then, like, from, like, the gauntlet of his armor, like, a bright light emits. It's like an on-hand flashbang. But he only flipped one success. So can you both flip me intelligence, investigation, or wit investigation to keep track of him as he tries to blind you and flee? And you only have to beat one success to do so.
Okay. Wit is 4, investigation is 4. I know his name, so that's 9, and I'm healthy, so that's 10.
Wow. Can you beat one success with these 10 flips?
I fucking hope so.
9, 10. I didn't even Joker.
Wow.
That is an ace, a king, a jack, a queen, not hearts. So 4 successes, no Joker.
Wow.
Nice.
Can I say what I want for that?
Yeah, of course.
So I want to, like, see him going for it. And be like, no, 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 and grab him by both wrists and restrain him.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think that's completely reasonable.
Yes, yes, that is fabulous, since QC is much less likely to be able to investigate anything.
Amazing. That's true.
Very agile, though.
Yes.
Good at backflips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so as just feel for that, the flashbang, like, goes off, but you're, like, holding him when it happens, so you are, like, momentarily dazed, but he's not going anywhere, so,
mm-hmm.
you definitely feel him wriggling frantically when the flashbang goes off, but to absolutely zero avail.
Oh, well, here, I would like to use my telekinesis to I'm thinking like kind of like a virtual like pat down,
I
right?
Love that
like
so
with kind
much.
Of like imaginary hands kind of poking, mm-hmm. poking through the armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me wit or intelligence and telekinesis to give him this pat down.
All right, so let's go. Intelligence is 2. Telekinesis is 2. I have my Ring of Thunk for a +1, and I'm healthy. Oh, so that's 1 success and 1 joker.
Okay. Okay, that's fun. So for 1 success, you are able to retrieve this emerald successfully from inside of his belt pouch. You eventually find as you, like, pat him down. However, this was not your most graceful telekinesis ever. And it turns out that Timby's armor is, like, segmented. And so you undo the, like, wrist joints and allow him to slip free of his gauntlets. Yeah, and he starts running again, leaving Spar holding his gauntlets in the air.
And I'm like, okay, here, you want this thing? So I hand the rock to Spar, and I'm going to go bolting after him.
Great. Flip me another agility athletics.
All right. For agility. For athletics. And 1 for healthy. Well, that's exciting. Now I have 2 successes and my other joker.
Wow.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
Before we keep following that, do we want to cut back to what's up with Vel?
Yes.
It seems like a break.
Yeah. Mm. Let me just leave on the cliffhanger that Timby flipped 2 successes and also a joker.
Oh, my God.
In about 15 minutes, we'll flash back, and Spar is just, like, watching the two of them, like, cause several car crashes.
You're not that far off. All right. So, yeah, Vellum. So Brick is a very large gentleman with stone skin, so I think it would have been probably kind of challenging to literally drag Brick out, but he is pretty wounded from the explosion, and is willing to, like, does not fight you on this.
I think Vellum will restrain him, like, maybe get some rope and tie him up, and then also start looking at his wounds and start treating them.
Okay. Where would you have taken Brick?
I think you would have just taken him to the front of it for now.
Okay.
Just because, again, like you said, he is made of stone, so mm-hmm. he's probably kind of heavy.
Yeah.
The constabulary is directly across the street.
It sure is. Where there are just currently a lot of police.
If Vellum can get someone to help him, he'll take him over there.
Yeah. An officer will help you carry him.
Okay.
You arrive in an interrogation room.
Okay. Vellum wanted to treat his wounds as well.
Okay.
Because it's not going to do any good to keep this guy for questioning if he dies from bleeding out.
Yeah. It's also just good practice not to let people die in front of you.
Also that.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and flip intelligence biology to 10 to the rock man.
Well, and you probably have the first aid kit on you, Vellum.
Yes, if you'd like to use the first aid kit and get an auto 2 successes, you may do that.
Let me see how I flip first. I've got 4 intelligence, 4 biology, 1 for healthy. I would like to see how this goes, and I can always add drive if we want to do that instead.
Sure, yeah, that's okay.
I think we're good. I got 2 aces, a king, and a queen. So that's 4 successes.
Given that his skin is made of stone, it's a little bit difficult to, like, exactly assess everything, but he kind of helps you out with that because he knows his body. The surface damage is minimal, but inside, underneath his rock parts, is just regular parts. So
soft, squishy center.
Mm-hmm. And bones and stuff.
That's profound.
Huh?
It's profound. Under his rock parts are his regular parts, just like all of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he kind of helps you, like, assess the damage. He tells you it's mostly beneath the surface. You, like, set an arm or something that's banged up.
Okay.
And are successfully able to get him to be in a better shape. And I will tell you now, this will give you advantages in the ensuing interrogation.
Okay. What sort of advantages?
Like auto successes on things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, or bonus flips. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we talk. So this rock man is kind of staring you down and says, "What do you want?"
There's many things that I want, but what do I want from you is answers.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean for Christmas.
Is there Christmas in this world, Jordan?
I didn't mean for fantasy, for candle nights.
Is candle night, that's probably copyrighted. I have to send a check. McElroy's, please don't sue us.
No. What do you want for fantasy holiday?
For solstice.
Yeah, they can't copyright the solstice. All right, carry on. Thanks everyone for fact checking my joke, by the way.
I would like to know why you were in the Bee by the Sea.
Well, there was someone I was working with professionally, and he decided to be a rat, and I decided to break his legs. And he decided to blow up his motel room. So really, I feel like he's being the asshole here.
Vellum nods. Okay. What was his name?
I only knew him as Sir Timby.
Vellum nods.
He's a jewel thief.
So did you break his legs?
Can you flip charm or presence and persuasion, and you get an extra 2 flips?
Okay. Presence is 3. Persuasion is 2. 1 for healthy, 1 for eclectic. And what was that last part you said?
+2 flips.
+2. Okay. How many cards is that?
A lot.
9 again, I think. Oh. Okay. We got 2 jacks and a king.
Okay. He says, I didn't get the chance to break his legs, but I was going to. And I could have, definitely. He wears a suit of armor. Kind of a little bitch.
Yes, that is why I asked, because he seemed to be running perfectly fine.
Yeah.
How long have you been business associates with Sir Timby?
Couple weeks.
Would you tell me more about what it is that he did or was trying to do?
Yes. But I can see you're a suits agent and not like a cop. Can you guarantee that I'm not going to get in trouble for anything I say to you? Or can you cut me some kind of a deal, I suppose, to mitigate the extent of the trouble that I get myself into?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a hot minute. Remind Ela, did Spar tell Vellum about the whole jewel thing with Timbleton before?
Would he have? I don't think we'd play that out, but like, would he have? There was sort of like a nebulous, like, 2-hour time skip or so as in that session, so.
Because we had seen the jewel in that flyer, so maybe Spar brought it up then?
Well, so not the jewel, but the casing?
Yes.
The emerald is the iris? Is that the right part of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the iris of the eye, and the eye is set in some of the masonry.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
And so Spar, like, pointed that out and told Vellum about, like, what it does.
Okay.
And probably, I'm sure he would have said something like he was going to check on where the emerald was and might even have said that, like, he was part of the mission of recovering that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That Spar was a part of it or that Timbleton was a part of it or both?
That Spar was. I don't think Spar Hundo P did not register Timbleton's name the entire time.
Great.
So that's
Wimbledon.
That's Thimble Thumb. It's just gone. Some schmuck.
Would Vellum be aware of Timbleton, having worked at Suits for so long and working directly with Jack and all of that.
Yeah, like Vellum helped arrest, if not, I don't know if helped or just did arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if Vellum knew his name.
It was a huge thing. I mean, it was a Suits agent who like betrayed the agency, like definitely okay. You know his name.
So that would make sense. That would track. I don't think it's a huge leap of logic for Vellum to figure out that Timby and Timbleton are the same.
Yeah. It's not the cleverest pseudonym in the world.
No, not quite.
His last initial is B. It's Timbleton Brown.
Ah, okay.
I mean, Spar's still not going to put it together.
But didn't Spar recognize him?
Yeah, he got there once he saw his face. But like the you know, Sir Timby doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. When this guy's name is like Wittershins or whatever.
Ah. Okay, so I think instead of giving a straight answer, Vellum is going to tell Brick that he will... Here, I'll do it in character. I'll see what I can do. However, being that I am not altogether familiar with this town and not altogether familiar with you, I do not know that I have the authority to grant you clemency.
I was going to suggest, do you want to go, like, talk to the cops and, like, feel out what sort of situation you might be dealing with?
It's probably a good idea. Do we want to do that and switch back to you guys?
Yeah, and to get that information, can you give me... Let me see if this makes sense. Can you give me a charm investigation to sort of, like, get the, like, talk to the cops and figure out, like, what kind of deal you can cut for this guy?
May I do present investigation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense on the strength of, like, being Suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Presence is 3. Investigation is 2. 1 for healthy, 1 for eclectic. Oh, no. I got 1 success and 1 joker. Should I try to push it?
Up to you, kiddo.
I will try a drive and see
okay.
if I get anything. No, that's just another 7. Okay. I think I will leave it at 1 success because I'm worried about more jokers and stuff.
Okay. So we'll cut away and we'll get back to you after we get back to you. All right. So.
So a note of clarification.
Mm-hmm.
In my last flip of, you know, shoving the jewel into Spar's hands and going after the dude, I did also flip a 3 of hearts, which of course I did not notice because it's not a face card. So yes. I'm actually looking at 2, 3, 4 successes, but still that joker.
Beautiful. So 2 successes and a joker versus 4 successes and a joker. Okay. Okay, I like this. So you guys are like literally running across a busy intersection. So and like when we joked about car crashes, like that is not far off from like what's about to happen. Queer Creeper, like a car like nearly runs you over, but you're able to do like a sweet like side roll over the top of the car and like just like keep going.
Yes.
But cars begin like swerving out of the way of you two in the street, and a truck that is towing another vehicle blocks off the alleyway that you're about to go into, which you have to then like hop over it. And you're able to deftly do so, but Spar, from where you're standing, if you like are intending to pursue anymore, there is quickly like a pretty big, like not luckily, not like much of a car accident, but just like kind of a pileup of like stopped cars and like people honking at each other and cars in upsetting configurations as they have just tried to swerve around this disaster.
Mm-hmm.
A car, though, does pull up in front of the alley, which contains 2 familiar faces, Ishbala and Jakob. Ishbala, being a crocodilian, has like some car, a car with some accommodations and with for tail space. And it's, but otherwise it's like a sedan, but basically it's a 3-seater sedan because one of their regular seats is pretty much, that's the tail space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Spar's already climbing into it.
Great. and Jakob's like, hey, Spar, good to see you.
Hey, Jakob, how's it going?
Pretty good. A bomb just went off.
You know, that happens.
But what personally, good. How are you?
You know, having actually some flashbacks to some earlier days. The whole Aya Kronosava thing keeps coming up when you're around.
Mm, yeah, that is interesting. Well, I promise that I'm not related to it.
Can I empathy insight
yeah. check that? As Jordan said it, they realized how it sounded. Yeah, go ahead.
Wit empathy?
Sure.
And will you give me an extra because I know Jakob?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like investigation flavored.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 10 cards.
Do it. Do it.
6, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Hang tight. 1, 2, 3, 6 successes. It's a queen, a king, another king, and a 3 of hearts, and 1 joker.
Oh, no. We do still have our anti-joker.
For a flip with also 6 successes, I'm not that worried about it.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck to do with any of this. Okay.
You can always hold the joker for something later with Jakob and... Or maybe the joker is that Ishbala has something
going okay. on. Okay. Yeah, for 6 successes, you can tell very confidently that Jakob is just kind of making a joke. He was not being duplicitous at all.
For 6 successes, can I tell if Jakob is, like, feeling any kind of way about hiding stuff from Spar?
Yeah, that's good. And that's also, I think, how I was going to kind of factor in the joker. Yeah, so you learn maybe not exactly that Jakob is hiding anything from you, but that Jakob has something he wants to talk about, and he's hesitant to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously not something you necessarily get in this moment, but it's something that you'll, like, be able to pick up from him, like, over the course of, like, the next few minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Ishbala's like, hey, so where are we going? Where's this, where'd the night guy go?
He went that way, and Spar points. I don't know if it makes sense to pursue him or to circle back and make sure that Agent Vellum hasn't died.
I mean, not that I love cops, but he is surrounded by a bunch of police officers. I think I saw him heading towards the constabulary. I think he's okay.
Okay. Then onward.
All right. Ishbala's also going to say, by the way, they've lent me this car. We probably shouldn't break it.
They can always buy another one.
Yeah, but that paperwork I'm going to have to fill out.
Yeah, fair.
Unless maybe we can make Vellum fill it out.
You know, he does seem like a man who loves spoken
word. Ishbala was going to flip some driving to try to cut Timby off here.
Mm-hmm. I think between the two of them, when they're, like, on mission, Ishbala is the driver.
Yeah. We've established kind of, like, off mic that Ishbala's kind of a gearhead, likes to drive, mm-hmm. likes to tinker with cars and shit. They got 3 successes on driving this car. So what we kind of pick up with Creeper, you get to the other side of this extensive pileup, and actually another, like, large truck seems like it's trying to cut off this alley, so that Timby can't get out of it. And I will say from Spar's perspective, like, this looks targeted. Can you flip me intelligence or wit and investigation? And I know it's going to be wit.
Yes, wit investigation, and I'm healthy, is 9. Okay, so that's Queen of Hearts for another crit. That's 3. A king for 4 successes.
Okay. For 4 successes, you actually can tell that the driver of this vehicle that was about to block this alley that Ishbala mm-hmm. like blocked instead is the same person that Timby like bumped into and that pushed him back into the alley earlier. And then you start to put mm-hmm. together, like, there was just like a random car pileup, there was that crowd that shouldn't have been there, like there may be some forces trying to do something during this chase, and you're not really sure what yet.
Mm-hmm.
Ishbala, like, pokes her head out of the car at Timby, says, hey, Thumbelina, by this power invested in suits, you're under arrest.
Can Spar pull Timby into the car?
Yeah, and it's going to be cozy, given...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Ipswich, you see this happen.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
I have. Do you want to come too? I'm not sure what your deal is, but are you... We can...
Yes, that would be fine. I have it on very good information that this man poses a direct threat to Diamond, and I am absolutely want to make sure that he is dealt with appropriately.
To Diamond. Let's talk more about that in a moment.
Right.
Yakub, by the way, looks elated at the arrival of the Queer Creeper. If you'll recall from last episode, Diamond or Yakub was trying to get an audience with the Queer Creeper.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Spar's feeling jealous. He right. immediately regrets the invitation.
All right.
Also, just for flavor, I assume that what this is Spar sitting in the back with Sir Timby on his lap, and Spar is restraining hold him. Yeah, it's a bear hug, but also a like you've got, you know, like six people in the car on the drive, like to the Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So where is a queer creeper sitting? Is he on top of Sir Timby's lap?
No.
My guess is on top of Yakub or under Yakub.
Oh, no, he actually just kind of stuck himself to the trunk of the car.
Is he just holding on to it?
He's just kind of sitting. He's sitting there.
Okay.
To the trunk, or did he, like, scramble on top to sit on, like, the very top?
Because this car's about to be in motion.
Oh, right. Sure. I suppose, yeah, he'll sort of, like, Spider-Man himself, like, on the top, on the roof of the car.
Excellent.
And so he's just stuck there. He's comfortable. He's done this before.
He personally doesn't ride in cars, but he will ride on a car.
You know, it was there. Sometimes for the sake of expediency.
The last thing before we cut away, Spar like leans forward to look at Yakub and is like, so do you know them or
what, Queer Creeper?
Yeah.
Yakub says, it's a purely professional interest.
I've heard that before.
Hey everyone, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. My name is Jordan Quiverns. I'm the GM of this game, and I use they/them pronouns. And
where can we find you online, Jordan?
I'm at Jordan Quiverns on Twitter, and all of our social media stuff's also in the description of this podcast. My fun fact this week is actually going to be about Sir Timby and his pseudonym, Sir Timby. He doesn't realize that it's his first name, last initial. He saw the words time and by near each other in a magazine the day that he was trying to pick a name. And it's not quite Timby, but it almost smells Timby. Like, that's kind of a cool, like, pseudonym. And it didn't ever occur to him that that's, like, a real giveaway as to maybe his actual identity. So, yeah, that's sheer coincidence.
Excellent.
Any relation to the Bee by the Sea?
That's why he chose them. He feels like it's on brand, so that's where he stays when he's doing jewel heists.
Okay, very good.
Essay. We may as well keep the order we established, I guess.
Sure, yeah. Hi, my name is Essay. I use she, her pronouns. I play Agent Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. You can find me on Twitter at SAHex. And my agent fact for the week is that Spar has several rivals, like arch nemesis, that he has no idea he has an arch nemesis thing with, like,
fuck,
he would
yes.
not recognize them on the street. He does not know their names, and they're like fully conspiracy board, like Red Yarn. There's a they're like probably forming a league at some point, and he's got nothing.
I love this trope. That's very reminds me of some of the way that the minor background characters were treating Wei Wuxian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. same mm-hmm. vibes, same vibes.
Excellent.
Spar's not Wei Wuxian coded. Just like he's like the major inspiration.
Excellent.
For Spar.
That concept of Spar having an arch nemesis but not knowing who he is actually my whole like idea for Timothy as a character. Like that was what I wanted. So thank you.
Beautiful and amazing. Hey, this is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. I play Agent Kaolin Vellum, and we both use they and he pronouns. Today's Agent Vellum fact is that he is a fan of cheesy romance novels. This is something that Gray and Jack know, but he has tried to keep a secret from everybody else.
Love that.
One of the books that he has recently read is called The Duke's Best Man, and it's about a duke that falls in love with his butler.
And did he bring any of these romance novels? Did he pack any for the trip?
He might have that one with him, yes.
In his luggage or his briefcase? Because Tatiana might know now.
And he's
I'm
going to
say briefcase.
Too bad.
Still safe and sound.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Kit. I use they, them pronouns. You can find me on Twitter at Kit_Stubbs_PhD. I play the queer creeper who uses he, they pronouns. As it turns out, the queer creeper is also a fan of cheesy romance novels. He's not a skilled writer, but that hasn't stopped him from drafting his own sequel to The Duke's Best Man, which he has carefully stored in his bedroom closet.
Incredible.
I love and support the queer creeper.
Yeah, me too. Fuck. Okay.
Who knows? Maybe Vellum's briefcase will break open and Creeper will see it and they'll have a moment.
I hope this comes to pass.
I mean, Archive of Our Own is a perfectly good fantasy string of words.
Oh yes. My god. Like a traveling fanfic library. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. And that's definitely canon. This is a very productive mid-show, everybody. You guys, I assume that like now that you have Timby in your car, like you're headed to the constabulary / motel area again. Makes the most sense. So we're gonna catch up with Vellum there, but there's something I want to give Spar, so I don't forget this important reveal. As you're in the car, if Spar allows it, Timby's gonna like remove knight armor.
Mm-hmm.
And Spar, you find that underneath his armor, Timbleton is wearing your missing shirt.
Where did you get this?
From your luggage on the train. I was a passenger.
Why?
Why did I steal it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to know?
He's gonna go fishing in the breast pocket of it.
There is another half of a note.
I'll pocket that, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rude.
All right. We cut back to Vellum, who is... you've been asking around like what kind of deal you can get. Remind me how good you did. I think it was like a bunch of successes in a Joker, or maybe one success in a Joker. I don't remember.
For that one... I think I had one success and one Joker.
Okay.
I had done a lot better talking to Brick.
Brick, yeah. Okay. So this is what I'm going to give you then, is that the police here are like pretty wholly unwilling to give Brick a deal because they're already like really serious about Chrysalis and apprehending its members. If this guy's Chrysalis and Chrysalis just like made a huge threat that Spar intercepted, like... they do not want to, like, play nice with them. Actually, cops being horrible, They give you permission to pretend to make a deal, but they will not honor one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I wondered about that. I wondered about Vellum lying about a deal.
Mm-hmm. And while you're having this conversation, I will say you see out the window a car that you also saw Ushbala borrow returning to the police station.
Okay.
With a very handsome elf mm-hmm. luxuriously laying on the top of it.
That is true.
Is he still, are they, sorry, still in creeper costume?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, cool, cool. Can Vellum tell that Spar is inside?
Yeah, sure, you can see Spar through the window, carrying Timby.
Okay. I think he's going to touch base with Spar before he continues talking to Brick.
Okay. You guys can all assemble in, the lobby area of the constabulary.
Agent Felspar, I have apprehended a individual that goes by Brick. He says that he had been working with Sir Timby, but that he was, what was the word that Brick used? A weasel, a snake, something
a rat.
Like that.
A rat.
A rat. Yes, I knew it was an animal. Brick said that Sir Timby was a rat, and I wonder what Sir Timby has to say on this matter.
Yeah, Sir Timby, who I assume is, handcuffed me being, held by Spar.
Mm-hmm.
It's I am extremely willing to rat on Brick. So willing.
Well, let's hear it. But I would also like to interject. Can I flip something to see if the emerald that Timby gave me is, the emerald?
Yes.
Hey, now. I was the one who actually obtained said emerald and handed it over just so credit goes where credit is due.
Fair. Yes. Yeah. Yes, correct. Can I flip something to ascertain whether or not the emerald handed to me by the queer creeper after it was taken from Sir Timby by the queer creeper is the emerald?
Mm-hmm. And not that queer creeper, pocketed the real one and gave you a fake one.
I'm going to give you intelligence investigation with your sleuthing bonus because you have knowledge of this emerald and it's been important to you.
Okay. Intelligence is 1. Investigation is 4. That's 5. Sleuthing makes it 6. Healthy makes it 7. 7. Okay. I've got 1, 2, 3 successes and a joker.
Okay. For 3 successes, you can tell adequately this is not the correct emerald.
Mm.
And that it is really setting off your hearing. So whatever it is magical.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not the emerald. Yeah, that Timby stole. Or that, yeah, that was supposed to go to the emerald, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, you guys are honorable people, right? I know. You guys are suits agents. I was a suits agent. There's some camaraderie. You're going to protect me from any danger that comes from me speaking out against Chrysalis, right?
I believe the camaraderie ended when you betrayed suits.
I was going to say we'll see, but...
Vellum is putting on his scary face.
Mm-hmm.
A good, bad cop, indifferent cop.
Do I need to flip a intimidation or anything?
No, I don't think so. Because I don't think, well, sure. Yeah, give me presence and persuasion for this intimidation.
Okay. Persuasion. 3 presence, 2 persuasion, 1 for healthy. I think that's all the cards I get. Okay, I got 2 successes and a joker.
Okay, for that he says, I will talk, but I only want to talk to this guy, and he points to Spar.
Vellum does not like that. He bristles. But he doesn't say anything.
Spar passes him the emerald and says, this isn't what we're looking for. Find out what it is.
To Vellum?
To Vellum.
Okay.
Vellum will nod.
He says, I'll also talk to my arch nemesis, my other arch nemesis, the queer creeper.
Zephyr has totally forgotten that the queer creeper is here. And he's like, sorry, who are you?
Wait a minute. So now at this point, gears have clearly been turning in Queer Creeper's mind. And so he looks at Spar and he looks at Vellum and he looks back. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Agents. Yes, Diamond warned me there were a pair of agents after them. And clearly you two work together like a well-lubricated machine.
Also, Timbleton just said that they were all Suits agents.
Yeah.
I assume Queer Creeper's not saying that out loud. This is all internal thoughts, right?
No, really, he probably would have said it out loud.
Oh, great. Beautiful. Yep. Beautiful. Okay.
Spar's eyebrows go up a tiny bit at well lubricated, and he like his eyes like flick to Jakob.
Jakob.
For just like a half second.
Yeah.
Vellum is a little bit annoyed that he'll talk to Spar and he'll talk to this other guy, but not to him.
Mm-hmm. You were too scary.
I guess. So I think he's going to put himself in between the Queer Creeper and Spar and Sir Timby. And having heard what the Queer Creeper has said, is, you know, trying to be on the defensive in terms of, are you going to pick a fight here? Because...
Oh, I mean, my business is with Timby. I have been dealing with the embezzlements, the paperwork, gentlemen, the paperwork this man has put me through for years. I'm absolutely very excited to talk to him.
Oh, I believe it. The paperwork has been a nightmare on our side as well.
You don't say.
He was a former agent and he betrayed us.
Why don't we let you two get acquainted, and I will take Sir Wimbledon here. And Spar marches Timby into like an interrogation room.
Okay.
Cool. Vellum will talk to the Queer Creeper if they are cool with it, or if they want to run off. You know, that's their prerogative.
At this point, now that paperwork has been mentioned, Queer Creeper's basically one-track mind has now shifted.
Mm-hmm. So. We got a handshake emoji here. Mm-hmm. We got two men who are angry about paperwork. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to do Spar and Timby first.
We'll have to think of a crack ship name for Ipswich and Vellum. Something about paperwork, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Paperwork switches. Okay, so Timby says, sitting across from Spar, he's like, how can I help you, Agent Spar?
If you want to be a rat, be a rat. I'm taking notes. He has his little detective notebook out.
Okay. Crystal has approached me. Well, I didn't know who or what they were at the time, but they approached me a few months back to give them the Eye of Kronosava. As you know, I did that.
Who specifically approached you?
I've been dealing with Brick specifically.
How did you get that emerald?
Using your shirt and some magical perfume called the sniff test that makes me appear as someone whose clothing I'm wearing.
Clever. Where's the real emerald?
I didn't know that wasn't the real emerald until you said that to me.
Can I flip to see if he's lying?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this an wit empathy.
And sleuthing?
Yep.
Okay, that's yeah. 10.
For my sake, you can just add empathy to the list of sleuthing things.
One success.
Okay. He seems to be honest about that.
Okay. Has anyone else had the emerald since you got it back from Suits?
No. That's what brought Brick to my door today, is that I've decided not to give them the emerald. Because they are a lot more extreme than I'm comfortable with. Look, I've turned to jewel thievery. I didn't realize they were going to try to use the Eye of Kronosava to hold the entire Passion Fruit Festival hostage tomorrow?
Is Timby altered?
No.
What are they holding the festival hostage for?
They want access to the stores of the weapon storage here, actually, in the Constabulary.
What do they plan to do with it?
Further their agenda? I don't know. I was a contract worker. I'm not part of Chrysalis.
Obviously.
What does that mean? Well, because I'm snitching? Fair.
Yes.
I can tell you a thing or two about their leader if you promise I'm not going to end up in prison for this.
When you say this,
I don't want to be tied to what Chrysalis is up to. If you want to get me in trouble for my jewel thieving, well, at least it's work I'm proud of.
Acceptable. Spar sticks his hand out to shake.
Okay. He shakes your hand. I have a question. Is Spar lying?
No.
Okay.
He won't protect Timby if, like, Timby is out and about and, like, gets collared for having to do with Chrysalis.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be like, oh, no, that guy is totally clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also ACAB, like, he's not going to turn Timby in unless he knows that Timby is doing something violent or dangerous.
Got it. Okay.
And also having the assurance of being able to turn him in for the jewel thievery is, like, some reassurance that if he really needs to.
Yeah, sure. And he'll say, okay, well, I've never met the leader of Chrysalis, but I know them by reputation, and that's who you need to be afraid of. Brick is beefy, but not very bright. Their leader, Voracity, is a vampire, and therefore very scary.
Okay, so a scary vampire.
Mm-hmm. Like, the real kind that drinks blood and, like, can hypnotize people.
Is this a name that Spar would be familiar with?
No, I don't think so. And he says, I believe it was their idea to have me attempt to kidnap my greatest jewel of all, Diamond, tomorrow at the Passion Festival. And I was going to do it. I don't know why they want Diamond, but they were going to pay me handsomely. And yes, I was heavily considering it. May have sent the Queer Creeper a calling card claiming that I was going to do it, which is why that weirdo is involved in all this. So, I mean, that's sort of how things stand. I don't know what they want Diamond for, but I imagine they're going to make a move against them, whether or not I'm present.
Was there a rendezvous point or somewhere that you were supposed to take Diamond?
Yes. an old broadcast studio, not too far outside town.
Have you been there before?
No.
Is there anything else you can tell me about Chrysalis or about their leader? Or the plan to kidnap Diamond?
Only that it's going to happen tomorrow at the festival. Well, I was supposed to come up with the plan. They don't have a plan without me, as far as I'm concerned. And I will tell you this, and he actually pulls out from underneath his shirt. Your shirt?
My shirt?
A little necklace where the pendant is a closed eye.
Mm-hmm.
He says, these grant you immunity to the effects of the Eye of Kronosava.
How many people have them?
As far as I know, three. Myself, Veracity, and Brick.
Okay. And definitely for the audience and not at all for me, is that Voracity as in voracious?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Essay to Jordan, is there anything else that, like, it would make sense for Spar to ask Timby?
I think you hit the big things, honestly.
Okay. Before we cut back, Spar will look at Timby speculatively and say, how badly would you say your cover's been blown?
I mean, completely.
Okay. Chrysalis doesn't trust you anymore.
I don't think so. I told him I wasn't giving them the emerald. Brick came to take it from me by force, and I blew him up. So,
would you be able to get in touch with Chrysalis or tell us how to? If, for instance, we knew another thief who would perhaps be able to step in for you?
I can make that happen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Vellum and Ipswich, what's going on?
I think we cut back to Vellum and Ipswich, and Vellum has opened his briefcase to get his notepad out and maybe even like show Ipswich some of the forms that they have and what they look like and how detailed they are. And when he does so, Ipswich can see the book. What was it called again?
The Duke's Best Man.
Yes, Ipswich can see The Duke's Best Man.
Yes. His eyes open slightly wider, and then he settles back into his normal expression. Nodding admiringly at the very clearly and well-designed forms.
Excellent.
Jakob is thinking, fuck, these two are nerds.
And?
That's it.
Okay. I mean, Jakob could think nerds are hot. It's okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe Vellum will try to compare notes and learn more about Sir Timby if Creeper is willing to share.
Oh, yeah, of course. So I go on to briefly describe a couple of the last sort of capers that he was involved in around town. But again, it's mostly just jewelry kind of things. Nothing. I'm telling Vellum, well, you know, as far as I know, this was going to be his first foray into stealing actual people.
Into kidnapping.
Yeah. Yeah, that's new for him.
Yes, it's a different degree of depravity. You know, stealing objects is one thing, but to steal a person is much more alarming, having been kidnapped myself several times.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry to hear that.
Vellum shrugs. It...
yeah, Jakob will kind of say, hey, Mr. Creeper.
Yes?
Before you get out, well, before I get out of town, I should say, any chance that we could talk about, well, I could get an interview with you for my paper I write for in Vasa Natura. I'm a fan of your very eclectic crime fighting.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I suppose we might be able to work something out. I do have to be careful to, you know, not reveal too much of my methodology. But I'm sure we could have a little chat.
Okay, everyone, I flipped for Jakob, since he is an investigative journalist, to see if he can ascertain that the queer creeper and Ipswich are one, because he's talked to both of them now.
Yep.
I found, like, all my successes, including my three of hearts and my queen of hearts.
Oh my god.
Jakob got 8 successes and a joker to ascertain this.
Oh, wow.
So Jakob does now know they're the same person. Not going to blow up your spot, but is now, like, even more attracted to you.
Is crushing even harder. Adorable.
Oh, goodness.
And he's like, I look forward to that. That sounds wonderful.
Have we established what Vellum knows about Chrysalis?
No, not really. Do you want to flip something?
Sure. Because, yeah, I think I remember Spar being somewhat familiar with them.
Yeah.
And it would make sense that maybe Vellum has at least heard of them working in suits, but...
Yeah. We don't need to flip for it. I could just say, but you would know... I think it makes sense that Vellum would know just the basics, which is that, yeah, they are, like, essentially a group that thinks that Morpholomew had it right, and that normies should basically be overthrown and we should live in an altered run society. And yeah, they're pretty fledgling, like last like couple years they've been causing trouble.
Trying to decide, because Vellum could go and talk to Brick some more.
Did you find out what the emerald does?
Oh, yes, that's what I wanted to do. Yes.
Yes. Thanks, SA, for remembering. Okay.
Yes.
Can you flip intelligence arcana.
All right. Four for intelligence. Four for arcana. One for healthy. One for eclectic. So many cards. Wow. Okay. We got an ace. We got a king. We got a jack. And we got a queen. And we got a queen of hearts.
Wow. What are we looking at?
So, queen of hearts is currently 3. So that's 7 successes.
And like the first flip without a joker.
I know, seriously. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so for all those successes, so jewels are actually some of the easier things to determine what kind of effects they have if you know what you're doing, which Vellum does. Mm-hmm. You can tap on it with specific like tools, and you like tap on it and it makes like different resonances than it normally would when you tap on it, and so like you can kind of like figure out what it is through like musically. Mm-hmm. And I think that also is fun because we've established that Vellum is like musically gifted because he's like written symphonies, right?
Right.
You are able to determine that this emerald has a tracking spell embedded in it.
Oh, okay.
So basically, whoever cast the spell, whoever initially possessed the emerald, would know where the emerald is.
And that seems to be the only thing about it that is magical?
Correct.
Okay. Well, he'll look it over and... Before he does anything with it, he'll probably talk to Spar about it again. But my thinking was maybe either turn it into the constabulary or to give it back to Timby.
Okay.
But anyway, we can cut back to Timby and Spar or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think they're about done anyway. So maybe Spar can like emerge and you guys can have that chat.
Before that, Spar does want to search Timby for any other notables.
Oh, sure. I'm not gonna make you flip because I shouldn't make you flip for a negative. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Well, I guess it depends on how you define it. He does have like a wrist-built grappling hook and like boots that like have springs embedded in them to allow him to get extra air when he jumps.
Mm-hmm.
He has like various like jewel thievery tools, but nothing like magical.
Sure. Spar will say, "All right, I gotta take the jewel thief tools from you. I'm sorry."
Yeah, that's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, at the desk, though, they'll give you new boots. Happy shirt. Enjoy it. I, you know, honestly, it looks pretty good on you. What can I say?
thank you?
Yeah, we'll be staying at the B by the Sea, and we'll keep you close.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll probably be staying here.
We'll see. Okay, and Jordan, the amulets that protect you from the Eye of Kronosava,
mm-hmm.
and there are 3 of them. Timby has one.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of Chrysalis has
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Veracity and Brick.
Brick, okay.
Did Spar get Timby's necklace?
I assume he would have when he frisked Timby.
He'll ask. He'll be like, hey, can I, since you're out of the game.
Yes. I suppose if either of us is going to come in contact at this point, it's probably going to be you.
Thanks.
Hands it over. Thanks for being decent. I don't necessarily deserve it.
Well, no. You did me dirty. But he shrugs a little bit. Honestly, you're a little pathetic today, so yeah, I gotta take it easy on you.
Says, you know, I did try to get you paid also. It came from a good place.
Did it?
He nods. He nods. And he's going to, for now, leave Timby in the interrogation room with instructions to the constabulary to hold him, to put him in holding,
mm-hmm.
like, not in, like, max security.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Don't, just kind of, like, tuck him for safekeeping mm-hmm, for, like, mm-hmm. a day or two. And he's going to hang on to those jewel thievery
yes.
things. What size shoes are those, by the way?
They're, like, one size too small for Spar. Like, you can wear them, but they're not comfortable.
Oh. Okay. What about the grappling hook?
Yeah, you can definitely use that. It's like a wrist rocket.
Nice.
And, I mean, you can use the shoes in a pinch for sure, like, but...
Haha, in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I plan to wear them like when we are going like good. For it tomorrow.
Good.
Could Vellum get Brick's necklace?
Yeah, I don't think that's pretty easy. I think Brick would hand it over. Cool. He's not in a position to not do that.
Cool. Vellum will go compare notes with Felspar, and I guess before he leaves, he'll tell the creeper, I appreciate you talking to me. It was great comparing notes about the paperwork. I know we maybe got off on the wrong foot, but if you're ever in Vasa Natura or want to pursue other vocations, you can find me at Suits.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, Mixed Creeper, would you mind staying put for just a minute? We may have a job for you.
Oh, sure, of course.
Thank you. Also, what size shoe do you wear?
And Kit is like, I have no idea how dude shoes are sized. I have no idea what a reasonable answer would be.
Well, okay, dude shoes are 1.5 sizes bigger than women's shoes.
But number-wise, the number is smaller.
Yeah, sorry, other way around. 1.5 lower than women's shoes. You can give the answer in women's shoes. It's okay.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, it's like Creeper probably has slightly larger feet than me, but not by a lot. So maybe mm-hmm. like a 10 women's?
Okay. Yeah, so like 8.5 men's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What size are the shoes, Jordan?
Well, what's Spar shoe size? Because it's one lower than that.
Very serious conversation here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Spar's my height, so I'll give him my shoe size. So Spar wears a 9? If I wear a 10, or no, down one more. He wears an 8, I wear a 9.5.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so the shoes are a size 7.
All right, shoes are a size 7. And what was the Queer Creeper shoe size?
Oh, like 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't fit me.
Okay.
I thought they were only one size too small for Spar.
Yeah, well, I'm doing full number, so not half number. So but Spar's 8, it's 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was 9. Okay. Too many numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an 8. SA wears 9.5.
This okay, was the most. This is the crunchiest rule episode of Three of Hearts so far.
The crunchiest numbers about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. As Spar and Vellum step aside, compare notes, catch up, go get Brick's medallion, sort all that out, Spar will say to Vellum, I have an idea.
I'm listening.
Well, Chrysalis still needs a kidnapper.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to have made pretty good friends with a thief.
I like this one a lot more than Tatiana. No offense to Tatiana, but they haven't stabbed me yet, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tatiana is, I'm not going to put her in this. Tatiana, we need a thief we can trust. At least as far as I can throw them.
Hmm.
And this one has not done me wrong yet.
Agreed.
What do you think about proposing that we have the Queer Creeper approach Chrysalis and offer to kidnap Diamond? Specifically as Sir Timby's rival. Because Timby has loudly and publicly broken with Chrysalis. So it's not out of the realm of possibility for the Queer Creeper to take this opportunity.
Right. I believe that their rivalry is fairly well known, especially if Timby sent them specifically a note saying that they were going to do this crime.
Unclear to me how well anybody knows that they're Timby's rival, but if you are on board, I think we should propose this to the Creeper.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
All right. So they'll, I guess, walk back over and Spar will say to Creeper, well, it looks like we can offer you that job after all.
All right.
In our investigation, we are wanting to speak with Diamond again. They are a person of interest in a separate kidnapping case, actually. And what with Sir Timby no longer being able to work with Chrysalis, it makes sense that perhaps you might be working towards a similar goal, what with your rivalry.
In other words, if Chrysalis wants Diamond kidnapped, perhaps you would prefer to be the one doing the kidnapping.
Well then, I mean, now I am concerned. I mean, Diamond had mentioned perhaps some unsavory interactions they had had with you. I'm not actually interested in harming Diamond in any way.
Sparkholt just ends up and says, no.
Oh, okay. So
we merely went to one of their concerts, asked them some questions, and they fled the premises afterwards.
Oh, well, that's...
And may or may not have been involved in some violence that occurred. Entirely possible that it was not. And so this is not a... We have no intention of bringing them to authorities. We have no intention of harming them. It would do us the double favor of making sure that Diamond stays safe and potentially giving us access to Diamond if you and they agree. If you would be willing to do this minor crime.
This is... Now, I mean, I am being perfectly honest. Stopping Sir Timby was really my first foray into crimes involving actual people. I am usually, a little more engaged with spreadsheets, you know, money laundering, forms. It's always forms.
It always comes back to forms. I keep telling Spar this.
Ishbala is going to step forward, say, what if this? I like where everyone's head's at. What if we approach Diamond and offer them protection in exchange for the ability to question them? If they are concerned about their safety, enough that they sent the queer creeper after you two, then perhaps we could use that to our advantage. Instead of having the queer creeper kidnap Diamond, we could be their public defenders. Not like that.
Well, so that doesn't get us information about what Chrysalis wants.
Mm,
and
okay.
So I am proposing that the queer creeper kidnap Diamond with Diamond's involvement and permission.
Right. Okay. So similar to what I was suggesting.
Consensual. Right. Consensual kidnapping. All right. That definitely sounds a little bit more workable from my perspective.
But can you pretend to be working with Chrysalis?
How good are you at lying?
Well,
you have a secret identity, so...
Well, it's true. I have some experience from that perspective. Usually it's, spreadsheets are just so much more straightforward than actual people. But I am willing to do my best.
And if Diamond raises any qualms about cooperating with Spar and myself, other than the investigation, I do not believe we've actually had a fight with them, personally.
I mean, again, I understand you're not actually trying to like hurt them. I don't know. I feel like I got the impression from them that there was more sort of actual physical danger from you, but I'm definitely getting that. I'm not getting that impression from you all.
The only physical danger that we present is our uncanny knack for being attacked. Perhaps myself specifically.
Oh dear.
It really is a talent.
but all right, I'm certainly no fan of Chrysalis either. They're honestly too new for to have really gotten super solidly embedded in the circles that I normally work in. But I certainly don't want them to get that way either.
All right.
Okay, so are we agreed on this plan?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
Spar will offer his hand to the queer creeper and say, let's do a crime.
Indeed, sir. Shakes
hand. Be gay, do crimes. Vellum will tell Spar about the tracking spell on the emerald and ask his opinion on what they should do with it.
We'll give it back to Timby for now.
Okay.
Okay. Timby flips something. When you give Timby the diamond, he will, or the emerald, he will reveal that he put it together, that the way he was grabbed when that person grabbed him and shoved him back into the alley, they may have been pickpocketing him and switching out the emeralds in that instance.
God damn it. Through the armor? Or no, it was in a pouch.
It was in a pouch.
He should have put it under the armor.
He should have.
Does he have any idea who would be pickpocketing him?
Did he recognize anyone in the crowd?
He says, Chrysalis, right?
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if there was another rival player.
Oh, no, I don't think
in
so.
In the game. Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't run into Vellum's arch rival Papyrus yet, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Someone knocks on the door of the interrogation room where Timby was. And I'm assuming he hasn't been moved yet. And an officer says that they have a call for Spar specifically.
Spar goes to take it.
Okay, that's it. We head to the phone, which is in this officer's office.
And is it a telephone or a radio?
Radio.
Okay. So it's probably longer distance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You hear the same voice of the person whose broadcast you intercepted yesterday. Mm-hmm. Say, hello, Merrim Felspar.
Hello. And who am I speaking with?
My friends call me Veracity, and so do my enemies.
Pleasure to meet you, Veracity.
It appears there was an embarrassing mix-up.
Oh?
And you specifically seem to have received a test broadcast a little early. So we're just gonna, it's very embarrassing and frustrating that you were made aware of my presence sooner than I expected. So I have taken certain insurances against your interference. Should I see yourself or Agent Vellum or Agent Ishbala at the Passion Fruit Festival tomorrow, a certain lawyer will not live to see another day.
She really doesn't like it when you use seeing metaphors.
Veracity says, joke all you want. I have her hostage. Do what's best for Miss Whittlesby.
What assurance do I have that you'll return her safely?
I doubt you'll take my word, although I am a person of it. What would you like?
Give me something valuable in exchange.
Give you something valuable? And like, would you like me to...
What's Chrysalis's plan for Diamond?
Hold on. Just to make this clear. You want in exchange for Miss Whittlesby's life, me to tell you something? That's not how this works.
I want a show of any kind of good faith. I have no reason to believe anything you're saying right now. Give me something I can act on or verify or something that's worth something. Otherwise, I'll assume that you'll kill her now.
Do you have any particular interest in or belief in the bonds of family?
Seems a convoluted question. Yes.
My birth name is Merrim Felspar. You are my namesake. I will not do you dirty. And they hang up the phone.
What?
And that's the end of the episode. Three of Hearts as S.A. Monoktola as Agent Felspar and our primary editor, Ila Alexi as Agent Vellum and our artist, Jordan Quiverns as our host, and special guest Kit Stubbs as the Queer Creeper. We play a game called Space Kings, which was created by Kevin Cole and Supertri Studios. You can find out more about that game at spacekings.space, where you can also purchase a digital version of the book. Go to book.spacekings.space to purchase a physical version. It's a great game. You won't regret it. Our intro music is Dogtective. Our special Queer Creeper Mitro theme is A Warm Welcome. And our outro is Ghost Plus Guest. All of these tracks are by Louis Zong, and they can be found at louiszong.bandcamp.com. We also have a Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/threeheartscast. Support us for any price you can afford and receive access to all perks, including gag reels, the opportunity to have an NPC named after you, as well as bonus episodes and short stories set in the world of our podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. I didn't drop this just to never follow up on it. Don't worry.
Next episode. So, 4 weeks later, we're lying on a beach.